16章开始又是另外一次信心的考验。
And in chapter 16 was another temptation.
好，所以是 trial.
Another trial.
那16章，我们看到接下去啊，亚伯兰的妻子撒来不给他生儿女，撒来啊有一个使女，夏甲是埃及人的。
And so Sarah, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, and he had an Egyptian maidservant whose name was Hagar.
好，那夏甲这个撒来呢就提议啊，要让亚伯兰跟这个夏甲同房生儿子。
So Sarai suggests that Abraham would have a son with her maidservant Haggai.
那这个撒来的提议呢，亚伯兰就听从了。
And so Abraham followed Sarah's suggestion.
在第三节特别说亚伯兰在迦南地住十年了。
And in verse 3 that it says that Abraham had lived in Canaan for 10 years.
那这里面啊有一个问题，就是通常我们面对神的应许，我们是选择等候神啊的作为，还是听从人的建议这个问题的。
So here comes lies the problem for God's promise. Should we wait for God or should we take the suggestions of other people?
其实第十六章的第二节，撒来他自己知道神使我不能生育啊，所以是他也了解，亚伯拉罕也了解是神没有给他们儿女啊。
And so when you look at verse 2, Sarah and also Abraham knew that the reason why she was barren was because of God.
所以不是亚伯拉罕或撒来有什么问题，生理有什么问题。
It wasn't because of Abraham of Sarah's body that had any problems.
但是现在撒来他提出一个建议，诶，这个是听起来也像很合理。
So Sarah has a suggestion here, and on the surface, it sounds reasonable.
那亚伯拉罕他等了十年。
So Abraham had already waited for 10 years.
因为他75岁的时候到了迦南地。
He got to the land of Canaan when he was 75.
到这个时候他已经啊85岁。
And at that point, he was 85 years old.
那已经十年了。
And it was already 10 years.
那我们想说等十年也够久了吧，哈。
And we think that waiting for 10 years, it's enough.
那要生孩子等十年过去之后没有，希望越来越渺茫了。
So if you want to have a child and you have already waited 10 years, the chance is getting smaller.
好了，所以这个时候亚伯拉罕他选择听从了撒拉的建议。
So at that time, Abraham chose to listen to Sarah.
那我们都知道有时候这个建议如果不是按照神的旨意啊，通常都会出错的啦。
And we know that when the suggestion is not according to God's will, it will not go well.
这个时候其实也说明啊，撒来跟亚伯拉罕他们这对夫妻哈，对神的应许本身啊有不同的认知。
And also tells us that there's a different understanding between Abraham and Sarah's understanding towards God's promise.
那在信心的生活上面，撒来跟亚伯拉罕也有差距的。
And there's also some difference between Abraham and Sarah's spiritual life.
那撒来他知道是神不给他生啊。
And Sarah knew that it was God that did not give her children.
但是他面对这个问题，他并不是去求告神。
But facing that problem, she did not choose to pray to God.
他用他的方法要来解决问题。
She used her own method to resolve it.
所以提议要借着夏甲来生子。
So she suggests that Abraham would have a son with Hagar.
历史上亚当听了夏娃的话，最后犯罪。
So going back in history, Adam listened to Eve and then he sinned.
所以最后就是一起受苦。
So later on, they were punished together.
那跟亚伯拉罕同一个时代的约伯。
And at the same era of Abraham, Job.
那约伯在约伯记里面，约伯也受苦。
So Job suffered in the book of Job.
那约伯的妻子看到约伯这样受苦，他后来跟他说了什么话
？So Job's wife, after seeing his suffering, what did she say to him?
约伯记的第二章哈。
Let's turn to Job chapter 2.
约伯记的第二章。
Job chapter 2.
这时候约伯他就没有听他妻子的话了。
But however, Job did not listen to his wife.
第九节
verse 9.
他的妻子对他说, 你仍然持守你的纯正吗? 你弃掉神死的算了。
And verse 9, then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die.
你这么受苦, 神又这样对待你, 刚会死掉, 你干嘛要活着, 还要这么认真地去敬拜神。
And she said that you have suffered so long and God is still treating you this way. Why don't you curse God and die and end your suffering?
还好约伯没有听到太太的话。
And it was fortunate that Job did not listen to his
wife. 我们才有约伯记里面这些道理, 让我们可以不断地去思想。
And that's why we have the teaching from the book of Job that we
learned. 有人说听妻子的话会大富大贵。
And someone says that you'll be really wealthy when you listen to your wife.
但是有时候如果这个不该听的一听的就躲闹鬼。
you listen to something that you should not, then it would be a problem.
也就是说，这个话一定是要了解说是什么样的话，该听还不听，要判断的。
So we have to discern the suggestions or whether or not we should listen to a suggestion.
这个时候，撒来的建议不是出于神的意思。
And the suggestion from Sarah did not come from God's will, however, from the fleshly component of man.
但是毕竟亚伯拉还是听的嘛。
And, however, Abraham still listened.
好了，所以现在他做了一个错误的选择，接下去他就要付代价了。
And so he'd advice that he should not have listened to, now he had to bear the consequences.
从十六章的第四节开始到第十六节，我们看到他的家庭跟以前不一样了。
So you can see there was change to his family reading from chapter 16, verse 4 to 16.
你看，亚伯兰本来是娶一个妻子，就是撒来的呀。
So Abraham had a wife that was Sarah.
这一夫一妻，这本来就是神当初设计婚姻的原理呀。
One wife and one husband was the original intent for marriage when God established it.
那在神眼中，两人成为一体，所以一加一应该等于一啊。
And so in God's eyes, two become one, so one plus one becomes one.
所以这就是夫妻的一个奥秘。
And so that is the technique of a good...
就是奥秘。
The mystery of marriage.
虽然是两个个体，但是他... 其实就是要能够追求到合为一体，就是同心合意。
But when two become ones and to be united in one.
那这个一一定是跟神连在一起的。
And this one unit is connected to God.
所以这个婚姻里面的，让我们理解基督跟教会之间的关系。
It also teaches us the relationship between Christ and church.
但是现在亚伯兰他去接受了撒来的建议，所以去纳了一个妾。
And in here, Abraham accepted Sarah's suggestions and had a concubine.
你现在一加一加一, 不管是二还是三都不行。
So now it's 1 plus 1 plus 1, it will become 2 or 3, but still the outcome would not be good.
结果就是家庭里面的大混乱。
So that caused great chaos within the family.
所以我们看接下去, 亚伯兰的家庭出了变样了, 走掉了。
And so that... The state of Abraham's family had changed.
他接下去是撒来现在马上经历他的这个仆人跟他的态度不同了。And
then Sarah realized that her relationship with her servant Hagar had changed.
因为现在夏甲就轻看了这个撒来了。And
now Hagar begin to look down on Sarah.
因为他现在可以生孩子啊。
And because now that she bore a child.
好，那她这样一个这样的，撒来她所承受的压力，最后就是倒给亚伯兰，所以夫妻关系也开始出问题了。And
so the stress that Sarah had received, now she's passing it on to Abraham and affecting their marriage.
好，第六节，现在接下去，撒来就苦待夏甲，本来很和谐的这个主仆的关系，现在开始也不一样了。
And in verse 6, Sarah mistreated Hagar. In the beginning, they had a harmonious relationship.
最后,你看,夏甲只好逃出去。
And later on, you can see that Hagar has to flee.
但是,神的使者叫他回去。神的使者叫他回去了,回到撒拉家去。
But the angel of God sent Hagar back to Sarah.
所以我们就看到，当我们人的信心如果真的失落，按照自己的想法去做事的时候，结果就是像这样子，什么关系都破坏了。
So you can see when our faith is a low point and we do things not according to God's will, and then our situation would deteriorate.
人跟人之间的关系也都不同。
And also, it would change the interpersonal relationships that we have.
所以我们为什么说要明白神的旨意，要真的用信心去抓住神的应许，不要用人的想法去走在前面。
And that's why we have to use faith to hold on to the promises of God and do not use man's way.
结果就是神向亚伯拉罕沉默了13年。
And the result of this is that God was silent to Abraham for 13 years.
因为第16节16章16节特别说，当夏甲给亚伯兰生以实玛利的时候，亚伯兰他86岁。
So it is said here that Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abram.
到第十七章一开头，到他99岁的时候，神再一次的向他说话。
And then the beginning of verse chapter 17, that Abram was 99 years old when the Lord appeared to him.
这是十三年当中，你看亚伯兰他的生活，就是他家里面多了一个小孩。他似乎好像这个。家庭生活似乎变丰富了，因为有孩子了。
So in that 13 years, it may have seemed that there was one more member, a child, added to Abraham's family.
有小孩的笑声。
There's laughter of a child.
你看，如果家里面有一个小孩，这个声音就很热闹嘛，哈，家庭就很热闹啊。
So when you have a child in the family, the atmosphere is festive.
但是他有小孩很热闹，但是神却沉默了，神不跟他讲话了。Mm-hmm.
Even though there's festivity of a child in his family, God was silent to Abraham.
不知道当时亚伯兰怎么想，一定会觉得很不习惯。
I don't know how Abraham felt that point, but I think it was unpleasant.
就好像今天我们如果夫妻本来都会一直都会讲话，突然之间你的配偶都不跟你讲话。
So let's say you've been talking with your spouse, but all of a sudden your spouse stopped talking to you.
都跟你沉默，都不跟你回应。
That your spouse is non-responsive.
你会觉得很奇怪的。
And you will feel strange.
所以这就是一种很大的失落。
And so this is a great sadness.
那神如果不讲话，亚伯兰再怎么样叫也没用嘛。
So if God is not willing to speak to him, no matter how Abraham shouted, it would be the same.
那所以接下去，其实我们如果查考加太书，我们会看到。其实这当中带来了更大的后遗症。
And if we study the book of Galatians, we saw there was a worse consequence following this.
这一个插曲在加太书第四章里面，我想刚才我们所做的作业里面都已经有提过的。
Mm-hmm. This misstep is mentioned in Galatians chapter 4, which we have used in our earlier study.
这个夏甲所生的儿子叫做从情欲生的。
Mm-hmm. So the son born with Hagar was a son born in lust.
最后一定会逼迫那从应许生下来的儿子。
And then later on would persecute the son from promise.
那最后就造成这个家庭里面的风波，到甚至这个影响一直到现在都还存在。
And that caused chaos in the family, and that chaos endured even till now.
所以我们看到这个信心如果没办法坚持到底，一出错。就有很深远的影响，甚至世世代代一直等到这个天地结束的时候才有得解了。
So when we cannot hold on to faith and we have one misstep and the consequences we have to bear through generations and generations.
所以如果我们不小心我们做犯错，付的代价有时候很沉重。
And so if we're not careful, we make a mistake, the consequences, it's great.
我们跳过去看第二十章。
And we'll jump to verse 20.
这是
chapter 20.
亚伯拉罕第三次信心的失败。
And this is the third failure of Abraham's faith.